been thinking and I started not dreaming with my heart and travel city to city and just a bend another day means might be gone again and get a grip man don't lose focus and get a job your dream is bogus and what then is this life 40 in 40 out sleeping away my life and this heart is meant for beating this voice is meant for singing this body has no meaning more than 6 foot you don't believe me I'm leaving for a while I'll think of you across the miles I'm going now I'll be back around can't wait to find you when I find myself when I find myself been thinking and I started not dreaming with my heart and travel city to city and just a pen another day means might be gone again and get a grip man don't lose focus and get a job your dream is bogus and what then is this life 40 in 40 out sleeping away my life and this heart is meant for beating this voice is meant for singing this body has more meaning more than 6 foot you don't believe me can I can or not the issue will I choose to watch me follow through feel a heart that's beating its chest gonna fight until my last breath and I'm leaving for a while I'll think of you across the miles I'm going now I'll be back around can't wait to find you when I find myself I'm leaving for a while I'll think of you across the miles I'm going now I'll be back around can't wait to find you when I find myself when I find myself when I find myself
That was Find Myself from the album of the same name by Graham Dick, a pop and jazz singer-songwriter from Delisle who has performed on the main stage at Saskatchewan Jazz Festival as well as at Saskatoon's Telemiracle. I spoke with Graham over Skype. Graham, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I grew up with a musical mother and her side of the family. So at family gatherings and different things like that, there was always these four-part harmonies or all these different musical influences, I guess, just as far as how I observed things growing up. And I never really thought of myself as a singer or musician at any point. It was just part of growing up, so.
When did you first decide it was something you wanted to pursue as a career?
That was kind of by chance as well. I guess it was organic. Here's a funny story. I brought some music to some guys and I said, hey, I write music and I'm kind of looking at this. And I played them some songs and they said, hey, that's great. Why don't you let us play the guitar and you just sing? They kind of very subtly told me that, hey, your guitar playing is not that great. So maybe stick with singing. And it kind of went from there. I was fortunate. I just kind of carried a note and nobody threw anything at me. So I just kept singing.
Can you remember what the very first record or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
I remember, I remember the first time I ever got a tape, like a cassette tape. I got an album, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and I guess he would have been in the praise and worship or gospel genre. And I got it for a birthday present as a kid. And I remember I got it from my buddy Matt. And I remember that. And I also remember I grew up in Delisle, Saskatchewan, and I found this tape cassette as well on the ground outside on my street. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I put it in and I was like, wow, nobody can know this music. So I kind of thought, hey, I'll just pretend this stuff is mine, like just a kid, right? I mean, and little did I know, this is the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the et cetera, et cetera. And I was mind blown that, like, what is this music? Because I, small town kid, no, you know, there was no Sirius XM or YouTube. It was just, I found this golden cassette on the street, and it must be magical. Like, whatever's inside this, nobody could possibly know what this is. So, but it was, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers and all the hits of the day, and they became an influence as well. So, I mean, it was just, I remember those two moments, I suppose.
How do you approach your own songwriting? Do you typically start with lyrics or with a hook or a riff?
I need somebody to hurt my feelings so I can feel sad. No, I'm just kidding. I need it starts with an emotion for sure. I don't know. I do pull a lot from conversations I've had with friends and a lot of meaningful conversations. And I think that holds true to, like, say, the way that the lyrics of the American Standards and different things, and some of the songs that I find so powerful are written. There's always a message behind it, and I don't totally like fluff. I like to know that there's some substance in behind it, whether it be abstract or direct, I suppose. But I guess it starts with an emotion, and then comes kind of me just humming, and I might just hum in my car, which is the greatest place to practice. I mean, I'm glad I'm a vocalist, because the amount of time I spend humming and singing, I would not put into an instrument. So, yeah, and then comes kind of like, if I find a lyrical hook or something, I'll try to tie that into a riff, and I'll just experiment with time signatures, I guess. Just, do I want this fast? Do I want this slow? How do I want this? And how do I take it from the typical pop songs, let's say, and what kind of musical hook can I put in there that isn't going to be something that's expected? What's not a typical chord to go to, and what can I do with my voice that might not be so typical, I guess. So, and that's me being idealistic. Oftentimes I don't reach the peak there with that, but I do aim for, I don't want to be so unique that I'm weird, though. I don't try to find a, I don't want to write music that people go, huh? What? Anyway. Yeah, so anyway, that's kind of an idea.
Tell me about your song, Humboldt Strong.
Oh, man. That's a song that, it was kind of a, what can I even do? So, aside from music, like, my history of schooling and it being in the workforce, I'm a paramedic and trained as a firefighter, both in USA and in Canada.
Huh.
And I've spent a lot of time in helicopters and forest firefighting and medicing and being in the woods and being in mine sites and different things like that. So, and even in ambulance, and those guys are amazing. I still, even the paramedics, like, I just look up to them, even though I suppose I am one, but I still feel sort of like looking in, it's like, wow, these people are just unbelievable, you know, mm-hmm. the things they put up with. And I guess Humboldt Strong came from that, from the paramedic side, knowing, like, how would I have dealt with that had I been at that scene? And looking at my neighbors in Humboldt, how do I help them? Like, the amount of grief and the amount of loss mm-hmm. was, it's so heavy to look in on, and I don't own any of that for myself. I was on the periphery, but it's still like, what can you do, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing, but what we did is write a song and raise money with it. So we raised about $3,500 went through the proceeds of the song and radio play, and it was played coast to coast. And all the money, even still, if you go on iTunes and find that song, Humboldt Strong, we give to KidSport. And that's, that's all you can do, is just, how do you give back in a time where a community is just hurting so bad? And I think it extended out. I did a tour through Alberta and played music, and we raised money for the Alberta boys that were affected and lost in the accident and still recovering. But I do recall it was such a sunny day, and I looked out the window of the van while we drove to the next show, and I remember it being such a nice, beautiful day, and I just thought, man, people are hurting so bad right now. Like, it's such a beautiful day, but, like, it's so misleading. And, yeah, just tried to get around and, yeah, just raise money and help out and do what you could, any of the heavy lifting you could possibly do just to make the burden of loss lighter. And I think anybody would do that with whatever gift they had, you know, like, yeah, it was a tough time and just, it was a way to give back, so.
Leaned up against the door, standing in the winter frost, Christmas Eve alone. Exactly 16 wraps of black tape around your blade. Snowfall gentle from the sky.